אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 459.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam the article The Peace. Oh, under the Peace in the World. So we're going to be reading that one. Under the heading Send questions, we will air them here. The heading Merit Achishena in that Beit. We should know that the law of all of reality, which promises to bring the good to the good that is beneficial, operates in all ways in the governance of above, meaning without the questioning the people of the world. Relative to that, he gave an intellect to a person. And let us have this law of development under his permission, his authority, and his own governance. And he can hasten the development, the process of development in a free and independent way completely to time. It gets clarified that there are two governances here that are operating in the ways of this forsaid development. One is the governance of heaven, which assures to bring back any bad or damaging to good and beneficial. But it comes in due time, as its way in heaviness and in length. And there's the governance of the land. When this thing that is developed,
then there's the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Such are the words that our sages said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel, and thus they clarified the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Rewarded, I will hasten it. Not rewarded, in its time. They wish to say that if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development, that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. We are on page 143. In the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1. Then I will hasten it, meaning they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will, meaning only by the greatness of the deed and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the end. But if they are not rewarded with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and beneficial, as the fruit on a tree. The end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time. According to the above-mentioned law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees, which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily. and stretch over a very long time before one reaches the end. Because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing, living beings, they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development. Since the compelling force that exists in those degrees in order to raise man from a lower degree to a higher one is but a pushing force of pain and torments that has accumulated in a lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of this, they must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It is, as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose decrees are as harsh as Haman's. Israel repent, and he reforms them. Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above-mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end, by taking the development of their qualities under their own authority, is called I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time. Any questions?
Is there anything to ask?
So it's clear, we advance this way or the other way toward corrections. Israel means that they are drawn toward corrections by themselves, on their own. And those who are not drawn, the Creator, the Upper Light, awakens it in its time. And this is called in its time, not hastening it. And then they belong to the nations of the world. The difference between them is either he is drawn by himself, which is why he is called Israel, Li Rosh, meaning I am the head, or the head is mine, or he advances according to the plan. That's it. So we mustn't forget that's the difference and try to be Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator by ourselves.
Rav, what are these bad measures that he talks about? He writes that there are bad measures that need to be corrected to good measures.
Well, what do you think? What good attributes or bad attributes do you have?
Maybe a bad attribute is my bad attitude towards my friends in the tent?
Sure, that's it.
And the correction towards the good attribute?
Love. And that's it. It's either this way or that way.
And another thing that he writes here, to receive this law of development under his authority and governance, and it's in his hand to hasten and hurry it up, this process of development according to his will, freely. And completely independent of time. Beyond the matters of time, that it's clear that we can do a cheshena in haste, not in due time. Is he talking about something else? What is freely? Is there a matter of free choice here?
Yes. When you're not dependent on what is dictated to you from above, you can really be a free people in our land, meaning in our desire to be free, to correct it at the pace that we want, on condition that we want to rise above the general tendency, disposition.
It's interesting that also in the previous article, I mean the Nation newspaper, he writes that several people gathered to write the newspaper who felt this whip that is beating on their back as if it's already beating them. Is it a matter of hastening ourselves? How do you do that in the 10 in a way that it's not, how should I say, the left line or an unpleasant way on myself and on the friends?
How to be above time. This is what you're saying?
Yes, how to awaken myself and my friends.
We have something very simple. We don't control time. We control the actions. If, according to time, an action has to, the actions have to unfold by a certain order, if we do those actions faster, this is called accelerating time. Time itself is, time is the Creator's plan. We have no connection to it. We have no control over it. But the actions that stem from there, those we can realize according to our desire.
Another thing, if we say that out of these attempts of connection between us, the bad attributes are revealed, which is a sign of good advancement. So I wanted to ask, it seems like there's like private work for each and every person in the ten.
Yes. What matters is my direction, not the result. I'm not looking for a pleasant result. If I'm going in the right direction, and even when I advance in it, I get beat up, I accept these blows as a reward.
And where does the work of the ten come into place?
It's all expressed only in the connection in the ten. What is the end of correction? When we're all as one man with one heart. What is before it? When we're not that connected, or even not connected at all, or even hateful of each other and rejecting each other and repelling, etc. All the previous degrees, we have to see them as coming for the purpose of correction. Okay?
New York.
All right, New York.
In the ten, let's say, or in the group, let's say there's a state in which there's something bad that's revealed between the friends, and I see that many times friends aren't really willing to overcome it with love. Let's say some time will pass, or they're not going to sit next to each other, they'll avoid each other, especially if it's in a group.
And the group knows about this?
Yes, of course, the group knows it.
So how can the group agree to have such a disease among them?
So that's the question. Can we hasten time and decide that, really, at that moment that we heard about this, doesn't matter what the feeling of that friend or the other is, we want them to cover it with love.
Of course, lock them up together until, beat them up. On the spot, you have to fix it. They're putting a blemish in everyone. What's the question? I hear that here too, there are people who don't talk to one another for years. What's to wait for? For what? Until the blows come? They will come, for sure.
The question really is about, it feels like this is the place where we kind of like lose time mostly.
Of course, all the work is in the group. This is why the bad is revealed there and all the problems are revealed there, and there is where we have to correct them. Of course.
There's no point in opening committees and investigations. Why? But immediately,
well, if you're acting like the, you're working like the government, you want to set up a committee so they'll discuss it for several years, and that way you postpone it. By all means, everyone knows those tricks. Go ahead. Clear? But the fact that you don't correct these relationships in the group is a sign that you're not worthy of any progress. Unworthy. What can I do? This is for now. For now. Until I'm dead. And then you'll start killing one another. Okay. More New York or take off the question mark? Take off the question mark. New York? Someone needs to be in charge of this. Kiev.
Здорово, здравствуйте.
Привет, Володя.
Такой вопрос. Мы в течение двух недель при помощи великолепнейшей книги изучали ненависть.
The last 2 weeks, with the help of this wonderful book that we read, we learned about the hatred between the world and Israel and within Israel. And we're saying that we don't work in a direct manner with this hatred with the nations of the world. Why? Since we can't at the moment present any rational method of connection in a direct manner, we're saying instead that we need to connect in the tens and work on the connection in the ten. With that, we're saying that we need to feel the desire of the 90% and to invert it to the right man and raise that to the Creator. So the question is, when we work in the ten, how do we need and do we need to put into our prayer the deficiency, this hatred of the 99, and what does that prayer need to be so that we will be able to enter into the man, the right love, so that we will build the correct man based on that hatred that exists in the 99%? And also from our desire to actually correct that hatred.
If we are already corrected to some degree, then we can be included with the problems in society and raise their deficiencies. If we are included with those problems, if we understand them, if we ourselves are corrected in this, if we're not corrected, then what are we going to raise? I still have to be somewhat corrected in order to be included with the problems of the Echap, and that way raise it. But if you're talking about, well, this is number one. Number two, if you're saying, you're talking about consolidating, how do you put it, how do you say it? About connecting in a general society in the country. How to do it? For this, you have several thoughts about it, and I know it. I got several emails from you. And I respect your views. So try to write some sort of a kind of a healing plan. Let's see. Can this be done? I'd be happy to hear about it. Yeah, maybe, partially, not in the state of Israel. Maybe these things can partially come true. So let's see. Write about it. Right. You have many thoughts. And maybe something will come out of it. So I'm in favor of it. Let's hear what you want.
Спасибо, но я хотел еще дополнить таким вот прагматическим вопросом.
Thank you, but I wanted to maybe complete it with a pragmatic question. Let's say today in Israel there's a big quantity of parties. Also in Ukraine there's these constant disputes between political parties. Can we say that today, let's say the day starts, or the lesson's over, throughout the day in the tens, we build prayers for the Creator. Do we need in one way or another to start working with those political problems, for instance?
No, no. Political problems, under no circumstances. We don't belong to this. But if we can act physically, in a corporeal level. But no, that it's not Kabbalah anymore. This is like Baal HaSulam wanted to do through the paper of the nation. To somehow put some order in the factions in the society that was then. That's what I'm saying. There is room for this, the way, like he wanted it, through the paper, The Nation, and other things he wrote. He also met with Ben-Gurion and other leaders of the Jewish settlement. He wasn't thinking only about performing corrections on the spiritual level, but also through the corporeal level. I remember Rabash being very happy when there was a discussion in the Ministry of Education if they should take the book Matan Torah, which is articles about Asulam, and start teaching it at school. How happy he was that such a thing might happen. It was very important to him. That's what I'm saying, right. And let's see what we can do. But it's not a spiritual correction, it's a corporeal correction. Still, if it can help assist in getting closer, it's always better.
Можно еще уточняющий вопрос. Как тогда понять требование, что мы в молитву своей десятки должны включить?
To be more precise, how to understand the demand that in the prayer of our 10 we need to include the deficiency of the 99% in the world?
It's always like that. Otherwise, how do you raise a prayer altogether? I can't ask the Creator to correct me. It's a very egoistic way. How can I ask Him to correct? Give me the strength to bestow. Why? Why do you need it? Who are you? Why should I give you? Why are you even asking? He doesn't hear it. He doesn't hear it. The general force of bestowal hears only according to equivalence of form with Him. If you're not asking for equivalence of form, meaning to also have the force of bestowal, then He doesn't hear it. If you want to have the force of bestowal, bring with you a deficiency for bestowal. To whom to bestow? How to bestow? Meaning you already need to be connected to the lower ones, to the people. Otherwise, your request seems like it's a spiritual request, but it's corporeal. It's a real klipa, a shell. I'm asking for the Creator. Oh, the Creator, give him the strength to bestow. First of all, person usually asks for it personally, individually. So it's opposite from spirituality. And then he wants to have the force of bestowal. Why? Why not? Yeah, I want to be adhered to the Creator. I want to bestow. I want to be in this. It's a klipa. It's not kedusha. It's not sanctity. It's not just something bad. It's klipa. So either I raise the prayer out of the 10, because it's still acting among us, or I even connect to external circles in order to give to them, and I'm included with their deficiency. But just turning to the Creator and crying and whining, when are you going to give it to me, even for the force of bestowal? If you're crying about when will you let me satisfy my vessels of reception, that's not a sin or transgression. It's just being detached. But if you're talking about the force of bestowal, this is really wrong. So first you have to have an address to whom you are giving. According to this address, where you want to bestow, it makes you sick that you can't bestow. And you're sick not because it hurts you materially, like because they're your kids or something, but because you want to bestow. And then you're included with this pain, their pain, meaning it's above the gaps, above the hatred toward them, and you're included with a desire to bestow upon them. And that this is what you raise to the Creator. And this is raising man.
Мы сегодня будем строить молитву в течение дня. Вот вы говорите, что я должен молитву строить.
We will build a prayer today throughout the day. You're saying that we need to build a prayer. Who do I need to bestow to? To who?
To the friends. To the friends. Because a group toward each one individually is something you don't sympathize with. They'll always be the group will always be on a higher degree than ours. This is why through the group we have to get to the Creator and ask. But at the same time, if you try in some way to bestow upon the general public, you can do it through articles, not necessarily be in physical connection with him, through essays, even incognito. It's very effective. By this you awaken the public. And through it they get tiny portions of light. So it's good. Okay. We today. What? That was Kiev. All right. We have Silicon Valley. Something is happening there. Normally there are two. Today there are many.
Thank you, Rav. Can you hear us?
We can hear you.
Wanted to ask a question about the book. Anti-Semitism or connection or unity from the summary that we're going to be doing now. I spend a lot of my time on the social media networks as well as Facebook, and I discuss with hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews every day and dozens of anti-Semites. They ask me, how is this connection expressed? Sometimes I don't talk too much about connection, but sometimes they ask me, when I do say, so what is that connection? So I want to read, for example, what one doctor from Los Angeles wrote me about this connection. Everyone has a reason for anti-Semitism. This is what he wrote, these words. I principally reject the possibility to connect. How many attempts have ended in the past? In what ways? In shatterings and revolutions, civil wars, civil suppression.
It is written that connecting the wicked is bad for the world, bad for them.
And what in Israel, 39 different Hasidic factions, wars between them and battles between them. And this is just as we look at the religious, political ones, and this separation and division on a professional,
okay,
personal
we
way.
Know this. Can you move forward and ask something? These complaints, we can talk about them from now until the end of correction. So, what are you asking?
Is there a difference between what we're trying to give and what people... There's a difference between what we're trying to tell people and what they're understanding. How to bring people what we really want to give them.
First of all, how can you speak to hundreds of people if you don't know anything about connection? Why talk to them? You're spoiling it for them and for yourself. Tell me.
I'm not talking about Kabbalah or connection.
Okay, so that's your business. That's a different story, if it's your business. But if you're going into some kind of discussions with others, you have to know why you're doing it. Otherwise, you're harming them and yourself. And he's right, this doctor. What's he saying? He says something simple. It's written in the Torah, connecting the wicked is bad for them and bad for the world. Connection among the wicked. It's best if you don't connect them, because of course they'll create all kinds of gangs and such connections that will only do bad. It's true. He didn't say anything new by this. Meaning neither you nor him understand anything about the correction. You'll have to learn it. Tbilisi.
Если можно, то продолжение вопроса
в группе Нью-Йорка. Is it possible, the New York group, if the situation in the group in New York is such that hatred and rejection is revealed through women and not men, and because many of the women are the wives of the friends, so like it or not, it passes on to the friends as well, how to respond and the best way in the group? Let's see. Respond alone or through some committee or coordinators, what to do?
I don't know. I have a problem with the American groups, generally with everyone who's in America. I can't be in connection with them. It's just not there. As hard as I tried, it isn't happening. Sometimes here and there with very few individuals, yes, but with groups, I can't be connected. I can't. I don't know what to do. The atmosphere, the general atmosphere, so influences them that they're drawing from the American atmosphere into the group. They're drawing the same relationships into the groups, and it's a problem. It's a problem. They think that there should be the same atmosphere in the group as in the general society. This is why it's not working out. They can't disconnect one from the other. They can't. It's a big problem. We'll see. I don't know. For now, I have no solutions. I see that what they're building in America, for all the efforts in America, still the corruption is overcoming the groups and within the groups. But it's not like we should just quit. We should just take it into account and succeed. Because the correction can happen from the most broken place. This is why, on one hand, I'm saying this is really bad, but on the other hand, this is the place where the beginning of salvation can come, the beginning of correction. It's always like that. So let's hope that this is what will happen. Just like the people of Israel is the worst people, the crassest, the most selfish, on one hand. On the other hand, precisely because of this, they're ready for connection. Fit for connection. Okay, we should talk about... Yes, Marek, tell us.
Good morning, everyone. We wanted to update about the big convention and also about the desert convention. And please put the site, you can see it on the screen. First of all, we would like to, with trepidation and fear and excitement, to share everyone that the place is coming closer to where we can implement our connection. We read the book for a week. Now we're reading the Nation newspaper, and soon we will all be gathering together where we can truly implement, realize the things that we're reading, and all of us together open our hearts and let the light to be poured into us. We're talking about a week of conventions, and I want to say from personal example, our operational 10s, we usually register in the end, but now because there's all kinds of roles that we have and duties that we have, we decided that every single one of us has registered for the congresses. The second thing is we opened for the first time the convention site in four languages. All the information is there about the week of conventions, all the information for the World Kli, all the information for Help Chaver, for Help a Friend. Please enter, see what's missing there, and we will gladly do it. And all this is so that we can truly prepare for an action of connection together. And Alon will give us a little bit of numbers now.
Okay, so let's get into numbers. It's been 2 weeks since we started registration, and we want to update on the numbers. Something very important, the early bird registration is very important so we can get organized in terms of quantities and give better service. So it's until February 13th, so please go in and register now. Another thing is the name of the Congress in the desert is Love Will Cover All Crimes. So already 353 men have taken on this, and 89 of them are from the World Kli, so good for the men who already acted and are in preparing. L'chaim nebaruch. And the big convention, the task we got is connecting to the source of life. That's the title. 743 men and women are already connected to the source of life. Out of them, 242 from the World Kli. So we're waiting for everyone. We want to see everyone, as many people. We're ready for to welcome everyone. So welcome to the State of Israel and to Bnei Baruch. L'chaim Nebaruch. What's the daily task?
What about the daily task?
If you're saying something, say it so I can hear it. I can't understand when you mumble. Say it out loud. During the day, that's not a daily task.
It will come
daily
out during the day.
Starts in the morning.
I heard you suggesting that the whole group, S10, will write the summary.
A response for yes. The book, I got just a few, maybe five or six.
No, but it's a 10. It's important that a link went out to the whole World Kli and to groups in Israel, also for women to write a summary for the book. So maybe you received it physically, but we already got how many? 144 summaries of complete writings that came from the friends. It's important to say that. They're sending it to a link where we concentrate all that in an organized way.
Good, because I don't need it. I need it there.
No, the question is, because you said now in the lesson that it's worthwhile to do it as a 10 to summarize the book. The question is, that direction is more correct.
If you can, I don't know if you have time, but if you can do a summary of the book in the 10, it'll be great. It'll unite you. It will give you another chance to scrutinize things. What, on the 6th? Yes. On Friday, yes. You want to do it this way. Yep. Work with it and unite around it. All right? What?
I heard that if something is revealed in the 10, we need to correct it immediately on the spot.
Yes, corruptions, of course. How can you wait if there is corruption in front of you? Well, if you can't, then you can. You just go, you just do it again and again and again. You work on it again, again, again. You don't drop it. That's it. If you drop it, it becomes a klipa. If you accept a corruption, it's a klipa.
But then it's not immediately on the spot. It continues, and
that's why it's a klipa.
So how do you correct it on the spot?
The minute you discover it, you have to report to the group, this is the corruption that I see, what should we do? And then correct it. That's it. I'm talking about all the corruptions. There are some here that have been going on for years, people not talking to each other and all kinds of things with relationships. You are bringing in here manners from the outside, and this is burying you. It's finishing you. I hope that you will repent. And
announcements. The evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 6 Israel time, PM, with Rav Lightman live on Srivatva. Thank you to our TV viewers. A unity evening, connection to the source of life on Sunday, the 26th of January. A unity evening will take place for the groups of Israel in the Kabbalah Lam Center in Petah Tikva. It will be dedicated to preparation for the World Kabbalah Lam Convention 2020. There'll be good food, music, and of course a lesson with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Registration on Tzviva Tova and with a link that was sent to the group members on the WhatsApp. The World Kabbalah Convention, connection to the root of life. Friends, students, viewers, you're welcome to come to Israel to the 25th to the 27th of February, the Kabbalah Convention that will take place in Tel Aviv. Registration, early registration is going to be ending on February 13th. For additional details, contact us on 1-700-509-209 in Israel or enter the site kab.coil/convention. We will conclude. Have a good day. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine